Rex Latchford here in New York with another Day Page. It's a laid-back Sunday, and I have in my hands here, you can hear, rattling a copy of the Boulder Weekly, which I have mailed to me. And it's one of the ways that I get this modern world, which you can't find all of Tom Tomorrow's comic strips on the web. So if you'd like to see the comic that I'm referring to here, you'll need to go to www.boulderweekly.com and look for it there. Now, since it's a comic strip and this is radio, I'll have to read it to you. The first of the six panels is really big letters, yellow on black. Mistakes were made. In the second panel, we have President Obama addressing us from the White House. Obama bent over backwards to preserve the role of private insurers. And President Obama is saying, we'll reform healthcare with a Byzantine market-based system, first championed by the Heritage Foundation. What could go wrong? In the second panel, insurers repaid the favor with widespread confusion. A woman is saying, they're canceling my cheap policy that provides me real coverage and forcing me into a plan I can't afford. The man next to her says, this is an outrage. I'll notify the news media at once. He's holding a piece of paper, and there's an arrow and some text. No mentions of other options available via health exchanges. Thank you, insurance companies. In the fourth panel, of course, this statement didn't help matters any. And we have President Obama first saying, if you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period. And then President Obama is saying, I said terms and conditions may apply, or at least, you know I implied it. In the fifth panel, and it would have been useful to have a working website. We see two nerdy gentlemen with glasses wearing white lab coats and a very, very old Macintosh computer. The first nerd says, we've almost got it fixed. The old Macintosh computer says, beep, beep, scree. Welcome, you've got healthcare. And the second nerdy guy says, now we just need to mail out 100 million floppy disks with installation software. And in the fifth panel, meanwhile, Republicans are just busy pretending things were just fine the way they were. The first Republican is saying, insurance companies were marvels of efficiency. The second Republican is saying, if you had a problem, you just called them up. The first Republican says, and they denied you coverage. The second Republican says, piece of cake. And there you have it. Or maybe not. I mean, health insurance, that is. That was This Modern World with Tom Tomorrow. And now taking a look at what's around and some of the news services that we know and love so much. In the Gray Lady today, caught in unemployment's revolving door. This is in the department. For Americans like Jenner Barrington Ward, joblessness itself has become a trap, an impediment to finding a job. Economists agree, and they fear grave consequences. Well, if you apply for a job and you can't prove that you're already working, they don't want you. And I've been saying for some time, this is likely to lead to a loss to generation. In the future, we're going to have to contend with an entire generation of people who just lack work skills because they haven't been employed. This could have a profound effect on the future, as someone is going to have to support all these people. And probably means me and other people that are working and know how to work. And in the spy department, a Russian GPS using U.S. soil stirs fears over spying. American spy agencies fear that allowing monitor stations in the United States for Russia's version of GPS could compromise American intelligence. And speaking of the whole intelligence thing, The Guardian at theguardian.com no longer sports its intelligence section. How quickly they forget about Edward Snowden. And let's end with this story. It's okay for the government to spy on us, but when we spy on the government, well, that is a serious crime. The FBI is warning that Anonymous has hacked U.S. government sites for a year. Aw, poor babies. Activist hackers linked to the collective known as Anonymous have secretly accessed U.S. government computers and stolen sensitive information in a campaign that began almost a year ago, the FBI warned this week. And this report comes from The Guardian. The hackers exploited a flaw in Adobe software to launch a rash of electronic break-ins that began last December, the FBI said in a memo seen by Reuters. They then left back doors to return to many of the machines as recently as last month. The news comes a day after an anonymous activist received a 10-year sentence for his role in releasing thousands of emails from the private intelligence firm Stratfor. On Friday, Jeremy Hammond told a Manhattan court that he had been directed by an FBI informant to break into the official websites of several governments around the world. Hammond, who called his sentence a vengeful, spiteful act, said of his prosecutors, "They have made it clear that they're trying to send a message to others who come after me. A lot of it is because they got slapped around and were embarrassed by Anonymous and feel that they need to save face." He also said that the FBI had directed his attacks on foreign websites. "The government celebrates my conviction and imprisonment, hoping it will close the door on the full story. I took responsibility for my actions by pleading guilty, but when will the government be made to answer for its crimes?" Well, clearly it's too busy saving face to have time to answer for its crimes. And that's DayPage. For all the DayPages, check out daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, and join me next time for another DayPage.